Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Oh, good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. So when I first started this series, we talked about Florida's legislation suppressing students' rights and access to books. And in my attempts to find more reliable sources for American history that isn't so whitewashed, I stumbled upon quite a few that I will be sharing throughout today's episode. Of course, you'll be able to access those in the show notes, but I'm going to be sending them out in a newsletter for consolidation purposes and reference purposes for me. So if you'd like to receive a copy of that, you can sign up for the newsletter at makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. I don't send out spam. I barely send out my newsletter, to be honest, but I will be doing this. Anyway, in my discoveries, I found a quote that I really appreciated and wanted to start today out with from historian Donald Iacovone, who said, "White supremacy is a toxin. The older history textbooks were like syringes that injected that toxin of white supremacy into the mind of many generations of Americans." And I really do believe deconstructing and then reconstructing history from narratives that weren't necessarily centralized by the oppressors, who, I'll remind you, often have a vested interest in perpetuating harmful narratives. And so what we can do about it is actively fight that with a little bit of hope and energy and pride that so many incredible, brilliant people have worked together for generations now to collect and preserve a history that deserves to be told, not just because it's been suppressed, but because it is a narrative that was more prevalent than the 1%'s narrative or the 10 people who got to write in history books and sell them to our schools. Anyway, this is not a rant about me, I promise. In fact, I'm going to start sharing some really incredible resources in no particular order. First, I thought of Amber Ruffin. When I consider something to be not only hilarious and entertaining and so enjoyable and charming to watch, while also offering some of the most incredible, jaw-dropping information in history, because her team of writers and her are absolutely underrated and incredible. I could cry just thinking about it. The truth is, I don't think enough people talk about that show. I don't know any of my friends who really have seen it, because it is a particular niche. But if you have never seen even one clip, I highly encourage you to run to YouTube and watch everything Amber Ruffin has ever put out. But notwithstanding the comedic and entertainment value, she's really educational. I've learned so much about history, including the horrible history of flooding out Black towns that were prosperous and creating beautiful lakes on top, in which I have swam in many of because they're marketed as luxury lakes, but we don't realize the history that lies beneath our feet. And I tell you, the clip where she informed me of not only Lake Lanier, but the genuinely terrifyingly long list of lakes and places that this had occurred and which I had never known the history of. And if I'm being honest with you and myself, it truly still shakes me to my core. There was a before I knew that information and an after I knew that information. And if there was a radicalizing point for me, it was probably learning that. And she taught me in such a very valuable and, I don't know the right word, resounding, I suppose, because it stuck with me since. Anyway, Amber Ruffin, if you haven't checked her out, highly recommend. In addition, though, to entertaining ways to indulge in history lessons that don't feel as committed as sitting down and watching an entire PBS documentary, there are incredible, absolutely unbelievable content creators and historians and scholars and philosophers on TikTok. I hate to suggest something like TikTok for genuine educational content because I know there is a lot of misinformation out there. I myself have fallen victim to it. But that is not to undermine the genuine academics, philosophers, scholars, and badasses that are producing content for the good of humanity. And presumably a pretty good paycheck. But as long as you're willing to fact check things before letting them affect you, and also understanding that everyone is human, which means even your heroes might make mistakes with anybody you read, no matter how great they are, but especially when we're getting our information from TikTok. Now that I've given that disclaimer, here are some of my go-tos that have helped me deconstruct my own bias without me actually realizing it, to be honest. We've got Khalil Greene, the Gen Z historian. I've talked about At Crutches and Spice in the past. I find Amani's content to be absolutely informative and important. Another favorite is At Dwarfism History. Again, unbelievably educational, but also really entertaining content. And I think the most influential influencer that I've had on me as far as changing my mind about the way I indulge in content and the way I interact with activism, be it in my mind or in real life, is At TH Readings or Ismathu Gwendolyn, which I have definitely quoted before, but I genuinely feel like I take a masterclass every time I stumble upon one video, let alone a live or an interactive thing with her. She's a brilliant teacher. She always has incredible book recommendations. She writes essays that are honestly so mind-bending and brilliant that I don't think everyone is ready for, but I wish that we all could be. I wish I could be. Sometimes I don't know if I consume all of it properly. I do feel really amazed to be alive at the same time as such brilliant creators that are doing the work. And I think it's really cool to get to experience revolutionaries like her, and like Michaela Loach is another one I just thought of, who I started the book club of months ago about It's Not That Radical, Climate Action to Transform Our World, which was an incredible book. And I can feel it as I continue to ramble on about the collection that I have now and the ones I'll remember in 10 minutes once this is all edited and published. Just know I'll add those to the newsletter. But if there are educators that you love and know that I can access their content and share with the world, and you genuinely believe the world would be better for it, please send them my way. I am all ears. In the meantime, I have included links to things like learningforjustice.org, which has a whole bunch of classroom resources and lessons, blackpast.org, which is also a website with research guides and plenty of information. There's the zendproject.org for formal teaching or after school teaching or whatever you may need it for. I've got one other example tomorrow from the 1619 Project from the Pulitzer Center, but it's pretty immersive, so I won't be doing the whole thing. But if you stumble upon them in the links in the show notes, that's why they're there. Either way, I love you so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Bye, beautiful.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.